Well, we've been looking forward to this next guest joining us. Hope Meir is the artistic director with the National Ballet of Canada. She's been in that spot for the last several years, and one has to look at this 2024-25 season with admiration. Beautiful classics, bold and ambitious new works, including the recent take on Max Richter's Vivaldi Four Seasons, and the upcoming Adieu with the incredible Guillaume Cote, and Anna Karenina in June. Tickets for both are on sale right now at national.ballet.ca. Hope Meir is an acclaimed dancer, teacher, director whose career bridges classical and contemporary dance across two continents. She was born in Toronto and trained in the UK at what is now the English National Ballet School. She danced professionally for nearly two decades in the UK and US. Her career as a teacher and artistic director has taken her to the Scottish Ballet, the Charlotte Ballet in North Carolina. And she was the first female artistic director in the company's history and oversaw a dozen world premieres. She has put particular focus on building creative partnerships with the National Ballet of Canada. Hope Meir, a real pleasure. Welcome to the New Classical FM and The Oasis.
Thank you so much, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this vocation of dance feels like it's been with you for your entire life. Just a kid when you get started in Etobicoke. What is at the core of your beliefs about this art form? You've danced, you've taught, you've led. What is in dance that has kept you involved this long?
I can't remember a time when I didn't have dance in my life, and that sort of leads me to believe that in some ways it almost chooses you.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to have a really diverse career, and I always imagined myself moving away from it to potentially have another career because, you know, it's possible with dance because you tend to finish early from your performance career. And then somehow I just got sucked back into the studio, and I really am so addicted to the mentorship role of these young artists and to finding new creative partnerships and to trying to keep the art form moving forward. And I'm super grateful to still be doing it.
It's interesting that curation. We were just talking about this with a few other artistic directors this week. It's one thing to put on a world premiere, but it's another thing to keep nurturing that partnership, right? Keep going with those artists and seeing what the two parties can create.
100%. And it's also complex in a ballet company in that I'm also managing and curating 70, 72 individual careers.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a short career that can span from your late teens to your mid-40s and trying to find work that can feed every artist at every level that they need. And also maintaining, as you said, that collaborative spirit and helping creators continue to make relevant work and challenging work and work that appeals to the audiences that we serve here in Toronto.
It's such a balance, isn't it, too, when you're putting together that season. You've got to have that right mix of what people understand and maybe where they want to go.
100%. And the National Ballet of Canada, we really take pride in both our classical legacy and the big ballets that I heard you mentioned at the top of this, Swan Lake, which we just finished, with then some of the more contemporary works and the works that a different audience here in the city gets excited to see, and also takes the training and the classical ballet technique that underpins all the styles that we do, pushes it in new and exciting directions with new stories as well.
Let's just talk about this 2024-25 season. I think it's been fantastic. I was lucky enough to be at Giselle and then the winter mix season, which featured Richter's Four Seasons, which was just absolutely stunning. Swan Lake, the Nutcracker. I mean, it really feels great so far. I mean, what's your feeling?
Oh, I couldn't be more thrilled. It's been a fantastic year. And speaking of Max Richter, I just had dinner with him last night because I'm sure you're aware that he's in Toronto this week. And it was so wonderful to be able to bring his Four Seasons with the work of David Dawson to Toronto for the first time and to continue building that relationship with Dawson. Now he's going to be our resident choreographer and we'll be looking to a creation with him in a couple of years. So laying the foundation with these partnerships and letting them have the time to get to know our company. And by that, I mean the entire organization, because the National Ballet of Canada has so much talent, not just in what's on stage, but the production department, all of our marketing team, our fundraisers. Like, it's an amazing organization. So I couldn't be more proud of the work we're doing together.
I should mention Max Richter. Maybe we'll play some in a little bit, but he's performing Massey Hall, sold out. I'm lucky enough to be there this week, which is exciting. Let's talk a little bit about the remaining productions for this season, which is Adieu and A Celebration of Guillaume Côté, which is getting started on May 30th, and then Anna Karenina and tickets at national.ballet.ca. I mean, what do you want to offer as a preview to those two?
Well, they couldn't be more different in terms of the programs, which is also just what is so exciting. Guillaume Côté, who's been such an incredible artist and contributor to the artistic profile of the company, to be able to support him in this final season and to celebrate him in a way that's so fitting, not just to his performance career, but to his choreographic contribution to the company. So Adieu will feature a brand new work that has a film collaboration with him and Ben Sherinian, followed by a brand new piece of choreography that will follow the film, and also his piece Bolero, which will be danced by the company. And then in supporting this amazing milestone for Guillaume, it also felt fitting to offer two new Canadian choreographers to the program. So we have a brand new work by Jennifer Archibald and by our choreographic associate, Ethan Colangelo. So it's a night celebrating not just Guillaume's legacy and contribution to the National Ballet, but looking forward to this amazing new talent that we're working with. And really, at this moment in time, it feels so good to be supporting Canadian talent.
May 30th through June 5th, and that's Adieu, A Celebration of Guillaume Côté. And it's been fantastic, not only as an incredible dancer, but it becoming a producer and great choreographer and really taking it to the next level at this part of his career. Anna Karenina, June 13th. Tell us more. Mm-hmm.
So Anna Karenina is a longtime partner, collaborator of mine, the choreographer Christian Spuck. He's the artistic director in Berlin at the moment. We've worked together in the past before, and I've always been a huge fan of his very contemporary approach to storytelling. It is absolutely anchored in classical technique, so it's a vocabulary that's very easy to understand. But his way of telling a story is so unique. And it's a beautiful depiction of Anna Karenina with the music of Rachmaninoff and Lutoslawski. And Christian does these sound kind of landscapes himself. He spends years listening to music and putting together that narrative arc in sometimes really super surprising ways. He's so talented and has such a great instinct for the soundtrack, the landscape that will follow his choreography. And with designs by Emma Riot, it is so sumptuous and beautiful. It's a wonderful production. I am so excited for our dancers to be able to show their acting chops in this, as well as the more contemporary and abstract work that we did this summer.
You certainly had me at Rachmaninoff, Anna Karenina, June 13th through 21st, with an incredible lineup of talent and designers and dancers. Tickets for both at national.ballet.ca. And if you're just joining us, Joan and Jerry Lozinski, Artistic Director of the National Ballet of Canada, Hope Muir is with us, and we're looking at this season's highlights and previewing next season as well. Okay, so we can't go in detail about every piece, but let's look ahead to 2025-26. I know that as an Artistic Director, you're thinking years ahead all the time, but tell us what's jumping out for next year.
Well, next year is, and you're absolutely right, I have plans next year with the following year in mind, because it will be the company's 75th anniversary. So we're giving ourselves a really long runway in preparation for all of the celebrations for that season. But next year has a number of firsts, as well as revisiting some beautiful work that I always believe it's great to bring things back. It's great for the artists. It's great for the creative teams to revisit work and to see how differently we might do them today. So we're opening the season with a collaboration that I am so excited about, and it's a first for the National Ballet. It's called Procession, and it's by a choreographic duo called Bobby Jean Smith and Orr Schreiber. Now, they come from the Bat Sheva company, and then stylistically, that's their choreographic lineage. It's a style that the National Ballet of Canada has not done before. However, we really have been investing in the training in our artists for the past 2 years. So I feel like it's going to be a really good fit. Our musical director in this is Coleman Itzkoff, who's also a cellist. And he is going to be arranging music that's going to be anchored in the Baroque, but it's going to have some surprises as well. It's a full evening work, and I just couldn't be more excited to be doing something so unique and so new for the beginning of this season.
I guess, is it 30 years of the Nutcracker, the Kadelka Nutcracker next
year? That is correct. Wow. James Kadelka's Nutcracker celebrates 30 years this coming Christmas, yeah.
People can pick up tickets, subscriptions. Of course, we've mentioned the website numerous times here today. It is national.ballet.ca. I want to talk a little bit about award season, Olivier Awards, the National Dance Awards. You've been hopping around the world to be a part of some of these celebrations. Tell us what's happened with the National Ballet.
Well, last autumn, we were fortunate enough to take the company to Europe. We did a stint at Sadler's Wells in London, and then we at the Théâtre Champs-Élysées in Paris. And I went with a very ambitious all-Canadian program. It's in London, it was James Kadelka, Crystal Pite, and Emma Portner. And then in Paris, we swapped out the Emma Portner for William Yeung. And it was such a successful tour in both venues. Subsequently, as you mentioned, in London, we were lucky enough at my home theater, Sadler's Wells, we were nominated for two Olivier Awards, which is the first time that's ever happened for the National Ballet of Canada. And I was lucky enough to go to the ceremony a few weeks ago. Now, unfortunately, we didn't pick up the award, but as everyone says, it's great to be nominated. And a fellow Canadian, Crystal Pite, won our category with Assembly Hall. So that was also fabulous. And then the National Dance Awards, we've actually been nominated for Outstanding Company. And that really is testament to all the work that went into the tour and the All-Canadian program, and something that I'm really, really proud of. And the other nomination is for our performance series of Angels Atlas at Sadler's Wells. That award will be on June 9th, what I think it'll be announced. Not sure yet if I'm going to make it over the pond, but I'm super excited to see what happens there.
It's really great, right? I mean, we think there's lots of reasons to tour with a company like the National Ballet, but that's a pretty nice offshoot. I mean, Olivier nominated, just fantastic. And congratulations on that, Hope.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure to have you here. We haven't had you on this particular program. And so thank you for taking some time with us.
It is my pleasure, and I'd love to come back and share anything about the rest of the season.
We certainly will. I know as we get a little closer to the fall, we'll be dipping right into the full season and celebrating it. And once again, you're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. It's been Artistic Director of the National Ballet of Canada, Hope Meir, has been with us. And tickets on sale for those final two productions, Adieu and Anna Karenina, and then have a look at the 2025-26 season as well, national.ballet.ca. More music from this season.